Now we dine at the same tables, playing name games, food we screw. Oh, you too? You must forgive my grinded axe. The back say corpses and the elephants and corners ain't they wonder. We're in the same society, our secrets need not fire leak. Differences aside, let's lose ourselves and chide as one. Now we're all together.
Hello. So for the past hour, you've been listening to a concept on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Haim, Water's Running Dry, and Meet Me in the Hallway by Harry Styles. And that last song was...
Ivy League Circus from...
the singer of that song.
You know. I don't know. I think that genuinely was like the only song that he's ever done. What's his name?
Was it like Wolves looking, or something?
We're looking here.
Oh my, it's something like French, kind of.
Maybe? French.
Yeah.
Clementitol.
I recently added it to my music library.
Just look up. Because, do a search.
Because okay. Gerard... as per usual, introduces me to new music.
Oh, it's Gordon... Okay, Gordon Void.
Gordon Voidwell.
Voidwell. Yep, that's it.
That's very
Ivy League Circus. And we're finishing up with a classic
Classic. From the woman that...
brought us Christmas. That brought us Christmas.
So... you know it.
Yeah, we don't even... She doesn't even...
She doesn't need an introduction.
Everybody knows the words.
Yes.
Even though I do.
Go for it.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I want
falling out of groove. I've been paralyzed, I can't make a move. Thank you.
Schlesig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
but my brain knows better. It picks you up and turns you around, turns you around, turns you around. If you feel discouraged when there's a lack of color here, don't worry, lover, it's really bursting at the seams from absorbing everything. The spectrum's A to Z. Fact, not fiction. For the first time in years, all the girls in every girly magazine can't make me feel any less alone. I'm reaching for the phone. Call it 703, and on your machine I slur a plea for you to come home. But I know it's too late, and I should have given you a reason to stay, given you a reason to stay. Fact, not fiction, for the first time in
suddenly, and then enroll at the local college, earn me a degree, and I could work weekends if I work real hard. I could mow your backyard. I could go to Europe, travel with my friends. I could blow 1,000 Deutschmarks to get drunk in a pub with some Australians. Buy a giant backpack. Sew a flag on the back. Think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. I never wanna do that stuff. I think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. You never have to do that stuff. Never had to spend a summer planting trees. I never worked my way through forest inch by inch, doubled over on my hands and knees. Never spent a single day in retail, telling people what they want to hear, telling people anything to make a sale. Eating in the food court with the old. I never wanna do that stuff.
the Bible anyway. You're sick with salmonella, you get your PhD. How happy you will be when you get a job at Wendy's and are honored with Employee of the Month.
There he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And there's no one coming to rest. found myself on the floor wondering what to do. Draw a blank face and stare on the wall as the sky turns blue. It's not so easy to give up, but it's so damn tempting to.
Sun with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland the Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off Roland's head. Roland, the headless Thompson. Headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who'd done him in. He found him in Mombasa, in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Headless Thompson gunner, talking about the man. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, the eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Paddy Hearst heard the birth of Roland's Thompson gun and body.
radio trouble. WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
my man.